This is KPFT Houston. My name is Scooter, and the name of the show is The Inner Side Radio Program. Now, I'd like to start out by thanking all the people who donated last week, especially Kevin out in Tomball. Thank you, Kevin. Arthur, of course, a regular listener. Arthur, we love you, buddy. Larry Patton on death row. Oh, by the way, Larry, I got your letter, and I've been really busy, and, you know, I'm kind of halfway through the reply, so hang on there. I'm writing back. And Neil, thanks, Neil, for your donation. By the way, Neil, old friend of the show, also old friend of KPFT, and he's coming back on the air tomorrow night to fill in on the 11 o'clock slot for a couple of hours. And I've known Neil for a long time. We have a lot of musical sensibilities in common. I consider myself kind of an aficionado of music over the past 50 years, but Neil's turned me on to stuff that I haven't heard before. So tune in tomorrow night at 11 o'clock and smoke them if you got them. And shouting out to Nick Cooper and the Free Radicals, which I listened to at the Avant Garden on Monday. And pretty amazing stuff. I've followed Nick's Free Radical stuff for years. And if you listen to the radio station, they're often filler music here. But the band he's got going right now is really, really interesting. I was there. I had my 16-year-old son there and blew both of our minds. So he's digging into the consciousness. I don't really know how to describe it. There's a horn section, some really interesting arrangement, and, of course, always interesting rhythms with Nick. And most people would describe it as jazz because of the instrumentation. But jazz is sort of that big category that they use for previously unknown and inexplicable music, I guess you would call it. So he was at the Avant Garden last week. And they play Mondays quite frequently. I think they're going to be there the 9th and the 17th of this month and Thursday the 29th. Check them out. I'm serious. This is some very interesting music going on there. And while I was listening to them, they kind of reminded me of some of the orchestral music that Zappa used to do because of the weird arrangements. And I thought of the Grand Wazoo, which is a Zappa album from like the 70s. They reminded me a lot of that. So if you like this, and I hope they take that as a compliment. I mean, it was the 70s, but, you know, weirdness is eternal. So I'm going to play Calvin and his next two hitchhikers from the Grand Wazoo album, Frank Zappa, and it's an orchestral mix, so check this out.
Was the
There you go. That was a little Frank Zappa from the 70s from a record called The Grand Wazoo, dedicated to my friend in the friends in the Free Radicals and Nick, because they kind of reminded me of that. Oh, my God. Is that my phone? Let me turn it off here. They tell me that there's a sign that says turn your phone off. In any case, one thing I did forget to say about the Free Radicals, if you see them in their present form, that although they're out there, they're also good to dance to. They didn't forget about that. So if you'd like to get out there and squirm around on the dance floor. So let's get into the Inner Side mailbag this evening. I got a couple of messages here. The first is, Scooter, could you finish telling us why there are so many gay people in Houston? This is signed Imaginary Friend. Apparently, this is somebody from the gig on Monday. I was brought in to tell jokes and sort of be the MC, but the sound system wasn't cooperating very well, so I ended up sort of being the sound guy. You know, trying to balance the distortion against the feedback. It was, yes, things did not go smoothly. That was the gig that was organized by a friend of KBFT, Tori Mercer. Deconstruction crew opened the evening, and the PA made it through there, and then I was starting to tell some jokes, and it went silent, and then the great David Rovics came out, and he said hell with it. He just went acoustic. David's, I don't know, the traveling troubadour of truth. If you haven't seen him live, you really must. I mean, he's quite a presence, and he's fun to talk to. He's got a great sense of humor. He kind of operates on a different level. You know, you get that kind of feeling, operating on a different level. Quite prolific. A prolific songwriter, if not a daily songwriter. Friend him up on Facebook, because he writes a song about once a week, and they're all pretty good. But anyway, David entertained us for about an hour, and then the Free Radicals came back in. But the microphone had been dead, long dead by then, so I did not get to finish telling the theme of the night, which was, why are there so many gay people in Houston? And I also have a message from Anonymous. It's a Scooter. What do you think about last night's election? It was a real risk cutter. So there's two topics there. I'll try to blend them together for your listening enjoyment. Give it a shot. Actually, the theme was, why are there so many gay people in Houston, Dallas, and Austin? And if you don't know, Houston, Dallas, and Austin rate very, very high, not only by sheer numbers, but also per capita as far as gay population, depending on how you count it. Houston, Dallas, and Austin are in the top 10 to 15 cities. So why are there so many gay people in Houston? Well, I suggest take a drive around the rest of Texas. It's pretty frightening. It's a collection of sort of half boarded up towns, two stoplights, a grocery store, and 27 churches. There's a billboard about every half mile. God is watching you. Pay attention. Go to this website. HTTP, God is watching you. Make your donation so we can have more billboards. Let Jesus take the wheel. That's a good one. I don't know. There's something about a guy who turns water into wine. I don't know if it's such a good idea to let him drive. Also, you will find many screaming, God-bothering fundamentalists just yelling at you from these local radio stations. You know, he's about hell and the brimstone and railing on homosexuals and socialists and them lesbians and the communists and the atheists. You know who I'm talking about. I'm talking about you. They don't like us. They do not like us. Now, I know what you're saying, that this homophobic stuff is really not in the Bible. Christians don't really, they don't really hate homosexuals. But then why, if that's true, then why do they keep saying that they do? The fundamentalists that inhabit this weird sort of right-wing, backwards medieval form of Christianity are more interested in gay people than gay people are interested in each other. I mean, it's bizarre. Who's going to be more interested in a gay person than another gay person? I mean, it's in the definition. Why are these people so interested in what gay people? You know what I'm trying to say? How did Jesus get in there? How did he get into that triangle? I don't know if he's really comfortable there. So what I'm saying is that the immigration of gay people into the big cities, Houston, Dallas, and Austin, this wasn't some sort of like weird anomaly or anything or a mistake that you were just driving through and said, oh, look, there are some other gay people. Maybe we'll stay here. No. It's more like they were running for their lives. So that's why there's so many gay people in Houston, which is good for us. Good for Houston. Gay folks, you have to admit, they bring a certain panache, sensibility, double male income. Come on, that's good for the economy. And if nothing else, a certain cure for latent homophobia, if that's still running around in your consciousness. Because everybody in Houston knows at least one gay person. At least. Come on. And you can't hate someone you like. That's my little Will Rogers, William Burroughs axiom. You can't hate somebody you like. I like that. I'm going to write that down. Okay, so the very same hometowns that Texas gays fled in terror, that's the voting block that brought us the results from last night. There you go. The terrifying election night is related to a lot of gay people in Houston, Dallas, and Austin. I mean, how did that happen anyway? How did that happen? How dumb can people get to vote against health care when they're broke? It's bizarre. Well, I know one way that happens, cutting the education budget. You know, that'll do it. And another thing that's weird, you know, this Dan Patrick situation. I mean, he's the Rush Limbaugh of Texas. He's a right-wing radio nut. Who the hell would vote for a radio person to run a state? That's the most powerful position in the state, lieutenant governor. Who would choose a radio person? I mean, I love radio people, and I love my colleagues, but there's no way I'd put him in charge of a state. Are you kidding? We're talkers, not doers. How did that happen? I know a lot of radio people, and, you know, I'm telling you, they're not the most organized, management-oriented, delegating kind of people in the world, radio people. They're not, even though I love all my colleagues. But I would go down to the Greyhound bus station and look for the hookers working there, and they do better than Dan Patrick. The guy's a nightmare. Moving on, we're going to go to our theme song, Down with the Z's by Phish here. Because if you don't know, I collect rare and exotic diseases. So we're going to play Down with the Z's. And I'm going to intersperse it with a little bit of Jimmy Dore humor. So we're going to let that rip right now. Jimmy Dore is a great political comic. He's on our sister station in Los Angeles. He's a road comic, keeping that political comedy alive. And he's also on the Young Turks. So check this out.
Through exit my bed, trying to stop these demons that keep dancing in my head. Down with disease, and I'm up before the dawn. A thousand barefoot children outside, dancing on my lawn. Dancing on my lawn, and I keep waiting for the time when I can finally say, it's time to leave it all behind. Try to find a way to, but there's nothing I can say to make it stop.
If you think I will cooperate with you in any way, you are insane.
Hey guys, what's up guys? Anything guys? Hey guys, can I get you guys anything? Hi, what's up guys? Please, for the love of Susan B. Anthony, stop it. I am not a guy. I have the Barbie parts to prove it. And actually some of my lady parts are in tip-top shape, which reminds me I'm not a guy. Can you guys, folks, people, kinsfolk, humans, personage, citizens, inhabitants, populace, or mortals, stop referring to women as guys? And if you're sitting there saying, what's the big deal being called a guy? I menstruate. And most guys, to my knowledge, don't. Anatomically, I am built to be the superior gender, and whether or not you are able to comprehend this probably means you're a guy. So can we stop saying, hi guys, this is Steph, the miserable liberal. Bye guys.
Waiting for the time when I can finally say, this has all been wonderful, but now I'm on my way. When I think it's time to leave it all behind, try to find a way to do it, there's nothing I can say to me.
Ben Bradley He's dead now, right? So that guy, the story. So Politico ran a piece by BP employees defending BP's oil spill just to make sure that Ben Bradley's spirit is dead.
I don't want the afterlife.
Upheld the Texas voter ID law, and when something like this happens in Texas, we call our old buddy Rick Perry. Hey, Rick, are you there? Are there?
It's a great day to be a Caucasian. How can I direct your call?
Hey, it's Jimmy Dore. Yeah, it's Jimmy Dore.
Okay. How are you, Jimmy?
Governor, if you're busy, I can call you back.
What? No. Those bitches were just boring me anyhow. They're always like, that's illegal, Governor. You need to cover this up, Governor. I'd much rather talk to you, Jimmy.
Well, thanks, Governor. I really appreciate it.
You don't get to call me Governor for long, Jimmy. Soon, I'll be just another single fellow with his nights free.
Governor, I wanted to ask you about your voter ID law.
Oh, that.
Yeah, you don't sound very excited about the issue at all.
Well, you know, it's not really my thing.
What do you
mean? Alec told me to pass it, so I did.
Oh, okay. For our listeners, we should explain that Alec is the American Legislative Exchange Council, which is a consortium of corporations and legislators that get together to strategize the passing of conservative laws in states. So they got control of the state legislature.
Yeah, those guys.
Yeah, those guys.
Can I tell you something, Jimmy?
Uh-huh.
Those guys are creepy as fuck, okay?
Uh-huh.
I got those meetings. We all have to wear robes. And there's all this chanting and like a goat's head on a stick and all this sacrifice a virgin stuff.
They sacrifice a virgin?
Look, Jimmy, they made me swear an oath of secrecy on Reagan's dick.
They have Reagan's dick?
Oh, yeah, sure. It's right there in a glass jar, all flaccid and gross. But yeah, I've definitely seen Ronald Reagan's dick floating in a jar.
I can't believe you're saying this.
So, anyhoozle, Supreme Court upheld our voter ID law. Whoop de freaking do.
You sound like you don't care.
Jimmy, do you know how many brown people there are in this country?
Quite a lot.
And do you know how sexy they are?
I never really thought about it.
All chocolatey or mocha.
Yeah, okay, I'm with you.
Republicans can't compete with that. No matter how big the Mormon breeding program is, there are just too many people out there making non-white babies.
Statistically, I think you're right, but I really don't see your point there.
Those people aren't going to vote for us. This ID thing bought us maybe, 15 more years in power. After that, who knows? All out race war, I guess.
well, Governor, if you know that, why do you keep creating these laws that disenfranchise minorities?
I don't know. I guess that's just how we roll, man. We double down on demonstrably bad ideas. That's our jam.
Well, I don't really disagree with you on that, Governor. That is your jam.
Look, Jimmy, I got a head. I'm shopping for my Halloween costume.
Oh, what are you going as Halloween this year?
Oh, me and some of the boys are going to be the village people.
Okay. Which one are you?
I think like a sexy fisherman or something.
I don't. Never mind. Bye, Governor. I'll talk to you.
Keep it pleasing, my brother.
Okay. About the minimum wage again, and Republicans believe they're doing you a favor to pay you less because it inspires you to make more money. The same thing with voting. The more Republicans try to prevent you from voting, the more you'll want to vote, right?
Sure.
This is how they think. So here's Chris Christie trying to sound clever about screwing people who are working for the minimum wage. Ready?
I'm tired of hearing about the minimum wage.
He's tired of hearing about the minimum wage. I bet the workers are also tired of living on it. Listen to his convoluted logic. Talk about the straw man of all straw men. Here it comes.
If our son or daughter could just make a higher minimum wage, my God, all our dreams would be realized. Is that what parents aspire to for their children?
No, you know what? People who are working on the minimum wage are sitting around their table going, man, I'm hungry. That's what they're doing. People who are working for the minimum wage are sitting around going, boy, I wish I could see a doctor. Boy, I wish I could afford to go to college.
I can keep the heat on or I can keep the water on.
Yeah.
I think every person on the planet has sat around a table saying, I wish I made more money. I think everybody has thought that. That's what the minimum wage is about.
That's what he's trying to say.
Yeah.
Poor people want to make less money so it'll motivate them
yeah.
to go out and make more money. And what I'm saying right now is the logic of Republicans. It's what they really say.
You know, when the beggar asked Jesus for a scrap of food, remember what Jesus said? He said, hey, if only our starving son could get enough food to live on for a day, my God, then all our dreams will be realized.
Give a man a fish, he'll have fish for a day. Teach a man to fish, he'll ruin the supply side.
I heard that just give them a fish fillet.
Half of all minimum wage workers are over 25. That's not little Timmy working a summer job at the International House of Pancakes, which, by the way, is where Chris Christie learns about foreign policy. Two-thirds of minimum wage workers are mothers.
Yes, but there's no war on women.
Notice how the new breed of Republicans don't pontificate about family values anymore when talking about not raising the minimum wage, because your family has no value to their corporate overlords.
Yeah, and I'm just flipping burgers at this burger joint until my resume gets accepted at Microsoft.
Right, yeah. Yes. So on the phone, I've got, I think I have Governor Chris Christie. Been a while since we last talked. Here, you're running for the presidency? That's the talk?
You know, every time we talk, it's all about me. Jimmy Dore, how are you doing?
Wow, I don't think you ever asked me that before. I'm doing great. You know, I currently have a best-selling book out. It's called Your Country's Just Not That Into You.
Uh-huh.
And I'm
great.
Yeah, preparing for my new one-hour special.
Yeah, real interesting. Hey, Jimmy, I lost 46 and a half pounds.
The other day, Brian Williams said that anonymous sources told him that the federal investigators ruled out any links of you with the Washington Bridge scandal.
I asked my consigliere if we have news people on the payroll. They might like a story like that. He said they might. They just might.
You're not the least bit worried about what these investigators are going to discover?
I didn't do nothing. I specifically told Santino that I don't ever want to hear about political retribution taken against my enemy. She said, I understand. Capisce? Then I had to tell him I will be very upset if an act of revenge is taken against anybody in Fort Lee because they went against the family. He said, oh, now I get it.
Oh, Governor, I think all this...
That was selected cuts from the Jimmy Dore Show, October 25th. Steph Zamorano, implying that the Southern version of the plural you, as in y'all, is properly gender neutral compared to the ridiculous Yankee you guys. Ben Bradley's spinning corpse, Austin's own Mike McCray as Rick Perry, and the crew breaks down the minimum wage. This and all previous Innerside Radio programs are available on the internet. Simply Google The Innerside. My name is Scooter, and I'll see y'all next week.